Well, could it be that society has embraced the idea of anger and wrath simply as a means to cure pain? When I was in high school, many of you know my past, but when I was in high school, I had a friend that was that had one of his friends worked on TVs and old electronics equipment that had broken. Well, sometimes those TVs and computers and things were way too far gone. They couldn't be fixed. So what we would do is we would go pick them up, and we would take them out in the country. Sometimes we would tie a chain around them or tie the chain around the car, and we would drag it down the road, and we would just beat that TV into submission with a baseball bat or a chain or something like that. That's because we thought it was fun to do that. Well, as I look at society today, it's becoming so much worse. There is, in New York City, there is a club called the Wrecking Club. And what you can do is you can make an appointment with the Wrecking Club, and you can pay money. They have cell phones, old cell phones. They have old computers, old VCRs and TVs. You can pay money depending on how much destruction you want to do, and just go in there and turn on music and just go in a rage, go in a fit of rage, and do whatever you want as long as you want. It's actually something that people are paying money to do. And these are a couple of quotes that I found off their website, off the Wrecking Club's website. One person said this: "I was a little nervous beforehand, but was hooked after the first swing." Another person said this: "It's lots of fun and it's a great way to blow off steam. I believe our world has resorted to anger and rage and fits of anger in order to cure their pain. They don't like the way things are going, so they'll just grab a baseball bat and beat a TV into submission, and they pay money to do it." Well, could it be also that society has just simply become out of control in the way that it deals with issues? One of the greatest examples that I find of handling your emotions is how Joseph handled himself when he found out about Mary being pregnant. In Matthew chapter 1 and verse 19, the Bible tells us, "And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly." Don't you know that Joseph was upset about Mary becoming pregnant? Because he didn't know at first that it was from the Lord. Don't you know there were people that were looking at Mary and snickering behind her back and going and telling Joseph, "Look, what are you doing? Obviously, she's not a virgin like she says she is. She's running around on you. Don't you ought to get rid of her?" Don't you know that people were talking about Joseph and Mary behind their back? But Joseph didn't resort to anger. He didn't resort to rage. He didn't drag Mary through the mud. He simply resolved to put her away quietly, because he was a just man, and he didn't want to shame her in any way. But that's not the way a lot of people deal with their issues in today's society. Many people resort to these fits of anger and rage. Let's try to be as calm as we possibly can and relaxing as we possibly can as we deal with evil, because evil is going to get the best of us at times. It's not just something that we have to see and look at, but it's things that hit us head on. It's things that hit our families. It's things that hit our immediate families and our immediate friends. It's things that hit our spiritual families and our spiritual friends. People in this congregation right now are dealing with evil, and it causes problems for a lot of people. Let's be calm. Let's be relaxed. Let's don't grab a baseball bat and start trying to beat something into submission to get rid of our evil problem. Let's try to be relaxing. It's a lot easier said than done, isn't it? But why do I say that? Why do I say let's be calm and relaxing? Well, the reason I say that is because the Bible tells us to. There's several scriptures that we could talk about, and I want to look at some of them. By the way, James chapter 1 is supposed to be verse 19 and not verse 9, but Colossians 3 and verse 8 says, "Put away all anger, wrath." So Paul's pretty plain and clear on that. Galatians chapter 5 says that there are some works of the flesh in verse 19. In verse 20, he says some of those works of the flesh, and they are fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, and divisions. Then Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 26 says, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger? How many of us go to bed mad? I go to bed mad sometimes. You know what happens? When I wake up the next morning, not a very good morning. It's not a very good day a lot of times. It doesn't do me any good to go to bed angry. Be calm, be gentle, and simply relax yourself. Then James chapter 1 and verse 19 says, we're familiar with this one. Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. A lot of our society teaches us the exact opposite. It teaches us to be quick to anger and slow to speak or slow to hear. But God tells us where anger comes from. Anger comes from people who simply don't think about the situation in a thorough manner. They come from people who are not calm about situations that are ungodly. They come from people who are not relaxed about situations that are ungodly. Let me tell you this. If we decide to be unrelaxed or uncalm about situations that are ungodly, we are going to be wild as a buck 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because we can't get away from evil. It's everywhere, and it's going to be an issue. We need to learn to be calm and relaxing. Two takeaways that I want us to have this morning, and then the lesson will be yours. First of all, we need to remember that sin started it all. When we can understand that the reason that we have evil and the reason we deal with fits of anger and wrath and rage is all because of sin, when we realize that, then it just becomes that much easier to deal with. There's this gap between who we are told to be when we read about in the Bible and what sin is and where sin is. There's a huge gap between those things. That gap cannot be bridged whatsoever. If we bridge that gap in any way, we can never expect to defeat evil, because we're trying to figure out a way to walk toward evil and jump over it instead of keeping ourselves away from it. So remember that sin started it all. And then finally, remember that our sin affects other people. It's not just us that are affected by evil and by sin and by anger and rage. We can devastate not only our relationship with God, but we can devastate our relationship with other people. And sometimes it may come to other people devastating their relationship with God as well. There's a lot of problems that stem from evil. But sin started everything. And sin is something that we all deal with. Therefore, we have to distance ourselves away from it as much as we possibly can. The family relationship of the church should be something that's very helpful in dealing with evil. Because when we look at each individual in this room, in the church as a whole for that matter, we see people that deal with some of the same things that we do. We're not unique in our certain areas. We are in some things that we have. Some people deal with certain issues that you may deal with something that I don't deal with, but when we look at everyone, we all deal with it in some way, shape, or form. But Jesus has also saved every one of us by His blood. Therefore, when it comes to evil, it's not something that we have to say, it's only me dealing with it. It's something we can say, hey, the church deals with it as well, which makes it so much easier when we can make it a collective thing. And we don't have to resort to anger and to wrath. We can result to love and steadfast relationships because of what we have in the church. I want to extend this morning the invitation to anyone who has an issue with the idea of evil or wrath. I'm just going to be upfront with you. This is something that I struggle with big time. I get upset about things that I shouldn't get upset with. Just last week, my favorite race car driver was in the lead with two laps to go. The man in second pushed him out of the way and wrecked him because he wanted the lead. Oh, I was mad. I was hollering at the TV. Kentucky basketball's fixing to start. I'm going to be hollering at the TV. I struggle with this. Do you struggle with it as well? I want prayers from this congregation that I cannot resort to fits of anger and rivalries with you guys or anyone else for that matter, or anything else for that matter. It's a problem. We look at the guy from the Las Vegas shooting. Why did he shoot 500 people? I don't know. I don't know why he did. But it was a fit of anger and a fit of rage. And that very issue is why I chose to do this lesson this morning. Are there problems in your life with evil, or with anger, or anything for that matter? Maybe you need the blood of Jesus to save you this morning. You need to be baptized for the remission of your sins and wipe that evil away from your life. Start with a clean slate and be called a Christian. It'll be the best day of your life, and it'll be the best decision that you will ever make, and such a rewarding lifestyle afterwards. If there's anything that you need from this congregation or from God, He's waiting for you, and we are waiting for you as well if you need us as we stand and sing.